First Line Report, news and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent. Good morning. The president admits White House-led cover-up of some aspects of the Watergate scandal. Details after this.
Come, explore the galaxy. The beautiful, quiet Galaxy 500 from Ford. This is the galaxy. The quiet you hear comes not from outer space, but from inner strength. A strong frame, a new suspension, computer tuning. The source of Galaxy's comfortable ride. Explore the galaxy. V8 engine, automatic transmission, power steering, power front disc brakes. All standard with every new 73 Ford Galaxy 500, as is that unearthly quiet. Explore the new Galaxy 500 now at your Ford dealers. If you haven't seen the new Fords, you haven't seen what's new for 73.
Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
It was one of those unforgettable Washington moments. The President of the United States was admitting that he led a cover-up of some aspects of what is being called the biggest political scandal in our history. He admitted that others in the White House, without his knowledge, he said, led a cover-up of other aspects of the case, including acts unethical and illegal. This, by implication, was, in the judgment of most reporters in the room, a concession that the President of the United States did not have control of his administration for one long month after another. The president himself was not in the room. He did not come out personally to deliver these admissions. He sent instead Ronald Ziegler, young, grim, outward signs of nervousness, and Leonard Garment, middle-aged, poker-faced but pale, outwardly cool. Ziegler, the public relations man. Garment, the lawyer. They did most of the president's talking for him this spring afternoon. They answered some of the Niagara of questions that followed. Where the president was, they did not say. Let it be understood, the president has not admitted personally doing anything illegal or unethical. His argument, including the serious admissions he did make, is this. The Watergate burglary itself, the actual break-in and electronic bugging of Democratic headquarters, and all related campaign activity about which accusations have been made, he knew nothing about. Not in advance, not while it was going on, not in the cover-up stages. This, the president maintains, should be separated in your mind and mine from cases involving some of the same people, which involved such things as the CIA aiding in the burglary of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office in the Pentagon Papers deal. Mr. Nixon says that kind of thing was different. He did order a wide investigation of the Pentagon Papers leak and other such cases, legitimately, he says, in the interest of national defense and security. He did not, he says, specifically know about the Ellsberg psychiatrist office break-in. But when the general Watergate case began breaking, he did, Mr. Nixon says, order a general cover-up of what the CIA, the FBI, and high government officials, including himself, had been doing. Again, he says, that was legitimately done in the interest of national security. Mr. Nixon's latest statement runs 4,000 words. In fairness to him and to the seriousness of what is happening, one should read the entire statement and think about it carefully before drawing any conclusions. But what has been outlined in this broadcast, as fairly yet bluntly as a trying-to-be-objective reporter can state it, is Mr. Nixon's basic case. It is a pullback defense and a counterattack. Last June, speaking for at the direction of the president, Ziegler called the Watergate, quote, a third-rate burglary. Last August 29th, Mr. Nixon issued a statement saying, quote, no one in the White House staff, no one in the administration presently employed was involved in this very bizarre incident, unquote. April 17th, Mr. Nixon retreated from that absolute denial to a new position. Any employee proven to be involved in the scandal would be discharged. April 30th, in a nationwide broadcast, Mr. Nixon said he was reluctant to reveal, quote, personal wrongdoing, unquote. Now he has pulled the defensive ring tighter. It is now around the Oval Office only. For the third time in just over 1 month, the president is trying to get on the offensive. Now, please, this message.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Start it right with Total.
Don't put it off again. Make today start living right, eating right. The day for good-tasting Total cereals. Each ounce of original or corn Total gives you 100% of the minimum daily adult requirement of vitamins and iron. Remember,
today is the first day of the rest of your life. Start it right with Total.
Alka-Seltzer, and now he's really going to need it. We repeat, do not find yourself without Alka-Seltzer like Sandy Zudok.
Dan Rather on First Line Report from CBS News.